Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples returned once more to Jerusalem. As they were walking in the temple area, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders approached him and said to him, "By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them?" Jesus said to them, I shall ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was John's baptism of heavenly or human origin? Answer me. They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say, 'Then why did you not believe me?' But shall we say of human origin?" They feared the crowd, for they all thought John really was a prophet. So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." Then Jesus said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority do I these things." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus did not answer the scribes and people of the temple, because Jesus knew that they do not follow the truth. They just follow the human behavior, make use of the temple for business. So they could answer the question of Jesus. So simple question, they couldn't answer. They are afraid. So today, the gospel proclamation from Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, answer the question. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, giving thanks to God the Father through him. St. Paul is telling us, when we have the word of God in us, when we live the word of God, when we have the Holy Spirit within us, then we have the life in the Lord. Then we are close to the Lord. Jesus is living in us. But it's most important that we have to live the word of God. Most important, we have to all ourselves believing the Holy Spirit is working within us. What we are doing is not our work, but the work of God, the will of God. So we have to ask special grace for us every day that we let the word of God be within us. That always what we ask, we praise the Lord. What we are doing is for his glory. Only then we are living in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us through his word so that we can live more lively in the Lord, in God.